Live from Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits inside the Wyndham Hamilton Park Hotel, it's Inside the Jets. Brought to you by EY, Building a Better World, M&T Bank, the official community bank of your New York Jets, and by FanDuel, have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Eric Allen and Bart Scott.
Welcome to Inside the Jets at Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. They can do better than that. Come on, Al. Let's start it all over again.
Here we are at the Wyndham Hamilton Park in Flora Park, New Jersey, right across the street from the Jets complex. We'll take your calls, 800-919-3776, momentarily. But our player guest says, brought to you by M&T Bank, the official community bank of the New York Jets, batting leadoff tonight, Bart Scott. The Mad Backer, next to you.
Man, I got one woo. Wow. That's what I'm talking about. Now bring my man in right.
He's a rookie safety from the University of Florida, the greatest school in the United States.
Chocolate drop.
Second round draft pick, guy who's played very well for the Jets during their 2-2 start. Let's hear Marcus May. Yeah.
Welcome, 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 young man.
Marcus, two home games. Jets came back off the road swing 0-2, but you play in your new home, MetLife Stadium, to take down the Dolphins in dominant fashion. Then you beat the Jacksonville Jaguars, okay? A totally different game.
Right.
What was the atmosphere like playing your first two regular season games at MetLife Stadium?
I mean, it was unbelievable. It was a great feeling. My first one. So I was very excited. I mean, just to run out there and see all the green, it was very exciting. You always hear about MetLife, but, running out of the tunnel and being a part of it for a first experience was great.
How much did you guys feed off the fans and vice versa? Because there were times during those timeouts where you got the music blaring, everybody's in their seats. They're jumping out of their seats, and that place was rocking.
Right, yeah, I mean, it's great. The energy in there was unbelievable. Just being out there and, having the fans behind us and, they're getting us excited, and they're loving watching, they love watching playing us. It's been great just to be out there.
You remember those days.
No, absolutely. Flexing on the white on white, you know what I'm saying? Yesterday, the first time I saw the Jets with the white face mask.
The white face mask. You know,
flexing on them.
Are all fire. We need those for all 16 regular season games and the playoffs.
Now, you're a young safety. Growing up, I guess I got two questions. Growing up, who did you look up to, and who do you model your game after now?
Growing up, I enjoy watching, Ed Reed, Sean Taylor, Brian Dawkins, those name guys, the way they play, the way they control the field, I just enjoy it, and, I try to, model just a little bit of that.
What do you think about those three, Bart?
I tell you what, man, I played with Quick. To me, the best football player I've ever played with, and, I played with Ray Lewis, I played with Revis, I played with T. Sizzle. To me, Ed Reed is the best safety, I believe, to ever play the game. I know a lot of people like to make the comparison between him and Polamalu. Polamalu really was an in-box safety. Ed Reed, you talk about his range, his ability once he got the interception to take it to the house. I mean, that's a great player to model yourself of. And when I think about Ed Reed, and he kind of reminds me of you, like you said, I think about a student of the game. And I see early on, you got two rookie safeties that have picked up the system. But I see you guys leading that defense. I see you guys bringing all the energy. And, I came in as an undrafted free agent, so I was looking up at everybody. Now, you came in as a second-round draft pick. You got Jamal Adams as a first-round draft. But I know the competitor that has to be inside of you. You wouldn't have made it this far. So how do you guys make each other better, and how do you guys feed off each other? Because I know at the end of the day, you want to be the best safety in the league, and you have a great one on your team already.
Right. I mean, it just makes it that much better. The way we compete, the type of player that he is and the type of player that I am, it just goes hand-in-hand with each other. We've been doing a great job, getting to know each other real well on the field and off the field. On the field, we just play our games, they just, fall with each other.
Inside the Jets is brought to you by Selective Insurance. Response is everything. Speaking of responses, so what's it going to be like between you and the aforementioned Jamal Adams this week? Because LSU and Florida are playing on the field this weekend.
Yeah. What's the bet like? What's the bet? You got to bet something.
I ain't asked about it yet, but I'm sure I'm going to get them. It's going to be great. You know, we've been playing against each other for the past 3 years in college. You know, now that we're on the same team and outside looking into it, you know, it's going to be great between the two schools.
How much? We talked about this before, Bart, in the summertime. I interviewed Marcus, and he was quite a high school basketball player, recruited to play at a number of D1 schools. You were the point guard on the basketball court.
Now, were you Kobe or were you LeBron? When I say that, I'm saying were you jacking up 30 shots and passing ones, or were you a facilitator?
No, I was a facilitator.
Okay. He's definitely facilitating.
He's a giver.
Yeah. Because he's the guy in that defensive backfield who's communicating, making sure everybody is where they're supposed to be, and that's something that you really enjoy, you take pride in. How much did your basketball career help you on the football field?
Just being that guy, you know, I always had to be vocal. I felt like, you know, always in control, you know, at the point guard. And back in safety, you know, you feel like you're in control of the secondary. You know, you got to get everybody lined up. You got to make sure everybody's on the same page. So, you know, just I feel like it went hand in hand with each other.
Now, you guys are 0-2 on the road. You guys are going into Cleveland. It's a tough place to play, play in front of. They got to have great fans there. The dog pound is crazy. Only place I've ever got batteries thrown at me, glass bottle beers.
Glass bottles?
Yeah. They outlawed them because of Cleveland. They were throwing glass bottles of, I believe,
that's
Bud
Light. That's the Bart
Scott rule. Yeah, man, absolutely. You know, hated rivalry. But how do you guys guard against complacency? Coming in, now you have success. You guys probably will be a favorite or, you know, a three-point dog, which is basically like being a favorite. You know, how do you guard against complacency and, you know, how do you move forward and leave Cleveland with a victory?
We just got to stick to our script, come in each day, you know, throughout the week and focus on what we have to focus on in practice, and then to translate. But we just can't get complacent. We got to keep rolling because, you know, in the beginning of the season, nobody expected us to be at this point. We know what we have to do in our room, so, you know, we'll be good.
So, Marcus, what was it like in the locker room yesterday? Chandler Catanzaro gets redemption, hits the 41-yarder there late in overtime. The Jets move to 2-2. And then in the locker room, we've all seen the scene inside that locker room as the Jets posted it on social media. Todd Bowles awards the game ball to Coney Ealy, who had four PDs and a key interception in that ball game. And this all came after he lost his sister earlier in the week.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great scene. Coney played a great game. You know, just to go to show you, you know, he had a, you know, rough week. But, you know, obviously he gained someone and watched over him as he played, you know, and his numbers were, you know, unbelievable. But just, you know, to see us come together. You know, family first, you know, we worried about, you know, him and his family and stuff like that, you know, and all showed in that locker room scene.
What did you guys do in the spring to really nurture that chemistry? And you guys bonded and came together because I know Coach Bowles made that a big-time priority, that you guys were going to trust one another. You guys were going to become brothers, and that started way back in the spring.
As soon as when we got in the building, this new class, I felt right away that I was welcome. You know, he did a great job of, you know, allowing the older guys and the younger guys to mix right away. He didn't keep us separated. He just kept, you know, one team, one goal. You know, he preached it back then, you know, and that's still, you know, what we go by. And, you know, he's been doing a great job of, you know, leading us and, you know, we were all following.
What's been the most rewarding thing about, you know, being able to come here in New York and kind of live your dream on the biggest stages? What has surprised you, you know, in being in this situation?
Just the amount of, you know, attention that you get, you know, being in New York City, you know, and it's a great feeling. You know, it's what you expected. And it's what you hear about, you know, you come to New York and the fan base and, you know, the amount of love that, you know, they have for their team. It's just been great.
Inside the Jets is broadcast live from Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits right here inside the Wyndham Hamilton Park Hotel. Bart Scott and I are joined by Jets rookie safety Marcus May. What happened in Oakland? You guys were trailing at halftime. You were in that ball game. There was a turnover late on a muff punt.
Mm-hmm.
And to a man, everybody speaks to what happened inside the locker room at halftime and how you guys came together. And what has happened since is you dominated the Miami Dolphins. And yesterday you faced adversity against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and your coach said you didn't blink. You squandered a 10-point lead, but then you found a way to win in overtime. What happened in Oakland?
We just knew what we had to do. We knew we couldn't, the week before, we were not doing what we were supposed to do. So we kind of had to come together and figure it out. And, we just, came together and realized, we got to, turn the leaf. We got to play the ball that we know how to play and that we practiced during the week. And, ever since then, we've just been together, and, we've just been on one heartbeat.
How tough was that Monday meeting after the Oakland game? Because I know, to a man, when you, have to sit back there and you have to watch that film, you have to take that criticism, sometimes, it's tough to be in there, and it's a tense situation. How was that Monday meeting? Did you guys watch all the film, or did you just throw it away, or – what did you learn from the film?
No, we definitely watched it. I mean, we corrected our mistakes. You gotta face it. We learned from it. We watched the film, and we just figured out what we needed to do and where we were had to get better at. And we practiced it during the week, and we just been doing that.
Were there some packages against Jacksonville where you guys were using four safeties? Because I saw Tez out there on the field.
Yeah.
He makes his comeback, his return, because he suffered the eye injury against Detroit in the preseason. That guy brings tremendous energy. Terrence Brooks has been playing tremendous football for you guys. And then you two, the rookies, have been playing well since the get, and you're only improving. But I see 45 out there. I thought I saw four safeties on the field and some defensive packages.
Coach Bowles is doing a great job using us, and we got a lot of different guys in our room that can do a lot of different things. And Coach has been putting different packages together, so he's been having fun with that. We enjoy it because we're all out there together as a secondary, and, see everybody playing well is good.
How hype was Ron Tez to make his regular season debut yesterday?
Yeah, he was very excited. As soon as they cleared him, he came in, he ran in the meeting room, was like, I'm ready to go, coach. So, just to see him out there, flying around and back at it is good.
Who sets the tempo in the meeting room, man? You always got to have one funny guy, man. Who's the funny guy and who's the sleeper? who's the head nodder?
Probably Jamal. Jamal.
Really?
Yeah, he's being Jamal all the time. So he's definitely that funny guy in our meeting room. But probably the sleeper, probably Justice. He don't talk much, Burris. He's quiet. So,
what changed yesterday against Jacksonville? Their first drive, they marched down the field. They score a touchdown, and a lot of people in the stands were probably like, "Well, here we go again." This is the same old Jets, but you shut them down the rest of the way because you think about it, they scored on a scoop lateral return from Miles Jack. They got back in the ball game there. They also converted a short field after the second turnover there late that forced overtime at 20-20. But you guys really shut down the door after that first drive. What changed?
We just knew what we were going to get from those guys. They came out and did a few different things in the first drive, but once we figured it out, once they got back to, just running the ball and we got back to what we knew what they were going to do, we just put it to it.
How about overtime after Lachlan Edwards delivered that 70-yard punt and you guys go out there on the field at the 3-yard line? What was the environment like and what were you saying to each other on the sidelines before that drive?
We knew we had to get a stop. We knew it was going to come down to us. For our punter and our special teams to put us in that situation on the 3-yard line, we knew we had them pinned back. We had the fans right behind us, right behind them, and, we knew we had to keep them in that area so, we could set our offense up.
What do you think's been the key differences between the first 2 weeks defensively and then the next 2 weeks defensively, because you guys have looked like a different unit? Now, Todd Bowles said it after the Oakland game that we will fix our mistakes. And a lot of people thought that was just talk, but it wasn't talk. You came out, you controlled the line of scrimmage against the Miami Dolphins, limited Ajayi to 16 yards on 11 carries. You did a good job against the run against Jacksonville, contained Fournette. He didn't get off too much. I know that the yards were up there probably more than you guys wanted, right. But Bortles did have that one read option where he got away. But other than that, you turned the ball into the – you turned this balling game into Blake Bortles, you got to beat us.
After putting 44 points up the week before, is it as simple as just trusting a man next to you, every man do their job? You know, I know that's cliche, or is it, you know, guys are playing better?
No, it's definitely guys doing their job. I mean, we, you know, with our front, you know, those big guys we got up there, just control the line of scrimmage, you know, be gaps down, be disciplined in our gaps. You know, the communication on the back end, you know, got a lot better. You know, just getting better more and more we step out on the field.
What's been the difference between the pro game and the college game? What's been the most shocking thing to you?
Probably I would say the physicality and the speed. You know, just, you know, it's a lot faster. You know, the quarterbacks are a lot more precise with the ball and where they're going. You know, just learning the game more. It's about, you know, learning what the opponent's trying to do, where, what's your job and stuff like that. So just becoming more of a student of the game.
Now, you know, now that you guys are playing better, is Ty, you think, has Ty, like, loosened up the reins and given you guys more tools? I'm talking about communication and freedom to play things as you see it. And what's right. The communication like when you go on the sideline after the Jacksonville Jaguars have had, like, a great drive, went down and scored? Mm-hmm. What's the communication like on the sidelines? And what did you guys do? What the adjustments that you guys made to the formations?
Adjustments were big. You know, we had to switch it up, you know, the coverages that we were doing because they were switching it up. You know, the communication is great. You know, we come out, you know, we talk about what the plays that we got. You know, what we could do, you know, different guys see different things, you know, different route combinations and stuff like that, and we just try to pick it up.
All right. One more question before the break, and we're going to take your calls here on Inside the Jets, 800-919-3776. Morris Claiborne, your teammate, said today that he thinks that you and Jamal can have an impact on this defense, a pair of rookies, like the impact offensively Zeke Elliott and Dak Prescott had on the Cowboys last year. What do you think about that, your teammates said?
That's good. I mean, that's, I feel that. You know, it just, you know, they allow us to, you know, be ourselves. You know, they allow us to they put us in position to make plays. You know, it's you know, one team. You know, we have a lot of good pieces. So it allows us to, you know, be put in different situations to make plays and stuff like that. You know, our coaches and our team, you know, doing a great job.
Well, you're off to a great start, Marcus May. Thank you so much for joining us on Inside the Jets. We'll be right back with your call.
Keep balling. You'll get a nickname.
LLP is proud to be the exclusive professional business and accounting services sponsor of the New York Jets and MetLife Stadium, teaming with them as the official sponsor of the EY Coaches Club. As a leader in assurance, tax, transaction, and advisory services, EY offers the insights and quality services that help build trust in the capital markets. EY delivers on its promises to stakeholders, playing a critical role in building a better working world for their people, clients, and communities.
Where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Mercedes-Benz, Lexus, BMW, Maserati, Alfa Romeo, and more. No matter what vehicle you're looking for, start your search at CelebrityMotorCar.com. With 5 convenient locations and over 1,000 new and pre-owned cars to choose from, Celebrity Motor Car has your dream vehicle. Plus, when you shop at any Celebrity Motor Car location, you always receive their famous red carpet treatment, including home pickup and delivery. Visit CelebrityMotorCar.com today and get the status you deserve.
I'm Jared Maples, Director of New Jersey's Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness. To protect New Jersey, we need everyone's help, and nobody knows our communities better than the people who live there. That's why we've started the Hometown Security Initiative, along with our federal, state, and local partners. It's a program that trains local businesses to enhance their preparedness and further support the safety and security of the communities we serve. Please remember, Homeland Security starts with Hometown Security. To sign up or learn more, visit njhomelandsecurity.gov.
The way to make football better is with Corona. The two are just made for each other. See, with a Corona, you kick back. With a football, you kick off. And the best place to enjoy an ice-cold Corona is wherever you have the game on. Extra. Find your beach for game day. Please drink responsibly. Corona Extra Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Jets fans, elevate your game day at MetLife Stadium with a Jets home game experience like no other. Start the party 2 hours early at Club Prime Sport with other diehard Jets fans. Get hyped for the game with a live DJ, special guest appearances, pregame broadcast, great food, and more. Head to primesport.com/Jets and reserve your spot today. Exclusive limited time offer. Save $40 on Jets home game packages using promo code JETS40 at primesport.com/Jets. Offer available while supplies last.
Around my house, I'm called difficult. I know what I want, and I always want more. Take my insurance, for instance. I want more coverages, but there's no chance I'm paying more for it. My agent knows this, and that's why she recommended the Selective Edge. With the Selective Edge, I get higher coverage limits and even coverages I didn't know I need. And my agent knows what discounts I deserve. More coverage, more options, less money. That's not too difficult, is it? Find an agent near you by visiting Selective.com. Selective. Response is everything.
Legend starts somewhere. Your legend starts with FanDuel. On FanDuel, there's a fantasy football contest for every fan. Enter for as little as $1, or play for a share of $1 million. And building a team is simple. Pick any player you want, just add to the salary cap. Start your legend today and try FanDuel for free with no deposit required. To claim your free contest and play for a share of $10,000, go to FanDuel.com and use promo code FLY. That's FanDuel.com, code FLY. Void where prohibited.
Sports and Spirits inside the Wyndham Hamilton Park Hotel. It's Inside the Jets. Brought to you by EY, Building a Better World. M&T Bank, the official community bank of your New York Jets. And by FanDuel, have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Eric Allen and Bart Scott.
Join the Jets for the Green and White 5K on October 22nd at the Atlantic Health Jets Training Center. A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Carol G. Simon Cancer Center at Morristown Medical Center. And the post-race game watch party is right here at Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits. Go to New York City, nycruns.com/Jets 5K to sign up now. And if you missed Marcus May at the top of the show, Inside the Jets will be made available to you on the official Jets podcast. Demario Davis also joins the Wednesday show, and NFL Network's Brian Baldinger helps us break down Jets-Browns on the Friday preview pod. Be sure to subscribe through the podcast app, and you can also listen on SoundCloud. That's the official Jets podcast. Bart Scott, your impressions of rookie Marcus May?
I tell you what, man, I was very impressed. And, you know, just to test him, you know, during the break, I kind of had a little chalk talk with
him. I saw that.
And he can talk football with me, and that just speaks to his coaching in college. You know, and when you can think the football game and you can slow the game down, then you're only going to be that much more successful. When you can recognize what the opponent is trying to do and communicate it to other people so that you can put people in the best positions. Because, listen, football doesn't change. It just speeds up, and it doesn't get more complex. You know, and you just have to be able to slow the game down, read your keys, and you can be successful in this league. You can play for a long time and make the plays that come to you.
I think he's smart and he's steady.
Got a little swag, too.
He's got something to him, both him and Jamal Adams. And I think the Jets fans are going to be talking about this draft for many years to come.
Still sharpening steel, you know, and that's why I asked the question, you know, because I'm sure he's a competitor and coming in as a second-round draft pick and, you know, Jamal coming in as a first-round draft pick and, you know, you fight consistently to make sure that you can make your own name in this game. And, you know, it's good to have a rabbit. It's good to have a rabbit, somebody that's in front of you, somebody that's, you know, maybe getting a little bit more attention and you want to be known and seen too. And, you know, it only pushes each other. So you got two young players that can push each other. you know, you talk about, you know, Cam Chancellor, you talk about Earl Thomas. You know, I think, you know, going forward, they can be potentially, if they continue to work hard, improve, you know, and learn from their mistakes, be one of the best pair of safeties in the game.
Yeah, and that's exciting stuff. You're listening to Inside the Jets. We're taking your calls, 800-919-3776. Let's start off with Steve in West New York. Steve, thanks for calling in.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I've got a quick question for you. I understand that Joshua Cowan is not going to be staying around too long.
How do you know
why
that?
Why haven't a lot of people talked about actually trading for a quarterback as opposed to trying to put all your stock in drafting one? Maybe someone like a Kirk Cousins.
Well, you know how much money Kirk Cousins is going to cost you? You talk about Derek Carr at $25 million, so you're going to pay, you know, Kirk Cousins $26 million to come here and potentially not be, you know, fit for this system?
Why would you trade for him?
You should trade for him, A, because I think he's in his prime. No. B, I don't think
When would you? Washington needs a quarterback right now. They're 2-1. They're playing on Monday Night Football here in a couple minutes.
They just
beat down Oakland Raiders. I just don't.
Are you saying sign him as a free agent when he's an unrestricted free agent if they don't franchise tag him again? Are you speaking about then? Because you can't be talking about trade for him.
Yeah.
You talk about in the offseason.
Oh, it's got to be. You're right. It's got to be after free agent. But I just don't think he's going to be able to stay in Washington. They're having some problems there with the administration. I don't know if they're going to sign a long-time deal. Well, I just don't know if the Jets are going to ruin their chances with a couple of more wins and not get that top three draft pick for someone like Sam Donaldson or something like that.
Sam, turn the ball over Donaldson? You know, that brings up a great point, and that's almost a subject that I wanted to talk about because, you know, a lot of the fans out there want the Jets to say, hey, yo, we're excited, we're glad you guys are playing well, but they're getting nervous because they want to have the number one overall pick. And, you know, when you have that type of culture, you're talking about the culture of tanking and things like that, you know, what are you saying to your football team? What are you saying to the current players that are fighting for their NFL career? You know, like I said, I've been a part of this. You know, coming in the league in 2002 after the Ravens were purged by the salary cap era, you know, they lost some players in the expansion draft when the Houston Texans came back, you know, and, you know, we never thought about tanking. And what happens is you set a bad precedent to the people in your locker room. And why Josh McCown is important right now because he allows you to evaluate all the rest of the players you have on your
team. Everybody on offense.
Yeah, if he's the best player, you know, if he's the best quarterback available, you play Josh McCown. Because what happens is he lets you know that, okay, Robbie Anderson can play. Okay, Bilal Powell is a player. Because what happens is the ball's going to come out when it's supposed to come out.
Right.
You get to see if the receivers are breaking off their routes and see if they're on the same page with, you know, a professional quarterback. And, you know, all this tanking stuff is crazy, you know, to me. Because who's to say that you take one of these guys first and they're not Jamarcus Russell or they're not Jake Locker? Or they're not one of these other players.
Well, right. I don't know where this guaranteed success is coming from. Because if you go up and down the drafts and look at the top quarterbacks selected over the past 20 years, where is the guaranteed success? Okay?
Brandon Beeden,
just because the Philadelphia 76ers did something in the NBA does not mean that is the course you follow. Do you think Bill Parcells, who Jets fans talk about in great respect because they should, because he happens to be one of the greatest franchise builders and coaches in the history of the National Football League, do you think he would ever walk into a situation and say, you know what, there's some good guys coming out next year. Let's see if we can lose some games. I just don't understand the mentality of that. The mentality inside a locker room, this guy was Bart Scott was one of the most passionate players I've ever been around. Do you see guys really worry about next year's draft? No. No. It's just not part of the conversation. And, oh, by the way, everybody wants to chart everything UCLA does, everything USC does, everything Oklahoma State does. You don't know. You don't know what these guys are.
Absolutely.
You have to let this play out. And the Jets are improving their team right now. Look at some of these young players who are coming along and help lean the way.
They're the building blocks.
This is very important right now. We're taking your calls, 800-919-3776. Eric Allen and Bart Scott here at Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits at the Wyndham Hamilton Park. We're getting a little bit heated. I like that. Ira in Staten Island.
Click in, Ira.
Hey, Eric, Bart, how are you?
Good.
Yeah,
so,
worrying about the draft, that's a loser's mentality. You see what it costs for at the end of the season. You got to go out and win games this year and develop the young players. And we're starting to see it the last 2 weeks. And you know what? It's a funny thing. The roster is a lot different now than it was at the end of training camp. McCagan did a good job getting really, you know, Curley and Curse. And you're right, Bart. You know, listen, they know what they have in Petty and Hackenberg, and they got to evaluate the rest of this team, and that's why McCown's playing, and he's doing a good job right now. And who's not to say that he won't get re-signed if they do draft a quarterback next year?
That's right.
And, you know, just getting to the game yesterday, listen, you know, I've been on the Jets. I go back to 1960 with the Jets, okay? Most of these teams, they were folded. This is a young team. They stuck together. There was some adversity yesterday. They overcame it. I mean, that's it. You know, forget about, you know, they got fortunate with the holding call for a point at the end of the game. But they still held them to a field goal. And more impressive was when they had them pinned back, they kept them pinned back. And the room played it wrong in him. And then they punted. They got the short field, the curly, the penalty, and they kicked the field goal in the night. And it's a win. And going into the season, I had them at the end of Cleveland. Either 2-3 or 3-2, and I'll be ecstatic. They go into Cleveland, take care of business. We're 3-2. Listen, whatever the Patriots are, they are. But you know the buzz around the city is going to be a Jets 3-2 with the Patriots coming to town. I just hope it plays out this way. Hopefully, we take care of business and get the win.
Thanks for the call, Ira. Good points. We're taking your calls inside the Jets 800-919-3776. I just want to say this before we go to break. Mike Maccagnan and his personnel staff and Todd Bowles and the coaching staff should get a tremendous amount of credit right now because Jermaine Curse, Jeremy Curley, Coney Ealy, David Bass, who has 2 sacks, by the way, now, and Terrence Brooks. Those guys have just come on board over the last, I don't know, couple, 5-6 weeks or so, and they're making immediate impacts. That's good coaching. That's a good personnel department. We're going to take a bunch of calls on the other side. We'll be right back here on Inside the Jets.
A superstar like this in years.
You're not kidding, Bob. The people need to know about this standout.
Introducing this year's most sought-after rookie, the M&T Bank Jets debit card. New on the scene, this fantastic plastic stands 2.125 inches tall and weighs a lean 0.2 ounces. This small but mighty paying machine is sure to be charging through checkout lines all season long.
Hey, Jets fans, you've got to get your hands on the M&T Jets debit card. It's bold, it's brand new, and it's only available with Jets checking at M&T Bank. You'll also get a fan-worthy water bottle to show your pride with every sip.
I have a feeling we're going to be seeing this powerhouse everywhere soon.
No doubt about it.
Rush into any M&T Bank branch to get your Jets debit card today or visit mtb.com/jets to learn more. M&T Bank, the official community bank of your New York Jets. Offers subject to change and certain restrictions and conditions and fees may apply. Jets water bottles only available when opening a new M&T Bank personal checking account. Available while supplies last in select New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut M&T Bank branches. One gift per customer member.
EIC. The way to make football better is with Corona. The two are just made for each other. See, with a Corona, you kick back. With a football, you kick off. And the best place to enjoy an ice-cold Corona is wherever you have the game on. Extra. 5-year beach for game day. Please drink responsibly. Corona Extra Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You endorsements from the backup to the backup punter.
I'm the backup punter to the backup punter. The only time I'm on the field is when I'm headed to the locker room. Do I get high fives? Nope. Sign autographs? Nuh-uh. My jersey? It's never been washed. I'm just a kicker kicking it on the sidelines. But I did score on my car insurance by switching to Geico. They saved me money faster than Coach could say, Jenkins, you're in. Even though Coach would never say that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Ernst & Young LLP is proud to be the exclusive professional business and accounting services sponsor of the New York Jets and MetLife Stadium. teaming with them as the official sponsor of the EY Coaches Club. As a leader in assurance, tax, transaction, and advisory services, EY offers the insights and quality services that help build trust in the capital markets. EY delivers on its promises to stakeholders, playing a critical role in building a better working world for their people, clients, and communities. Victorinox Swiss Army watches embody the spirit of the legendary original Swiss Army knife, a universal symbol of functionality, innovation, quality, and iconic design. And the Victorinox Swiss Army Enox watch collection is no different. Subjected to a record 130 harsh tests, like a 30-foot fall and getting run over by a 64-ton tank, you can trust them to rise to whatever challenges your lifestyle presents. Get yours today at SwissArmy.com or Macy's. Victorinox Swiss Army. Life is your adventure.
We haven't seen a superstar like this in years.
You're not kidding, Bob. The people need to know about this standout.
Introducing this year's most sought-after rookie, the M&T Bank Jets debit card. New on the scene, this fantastic plastic stands 2.125 inches tall and weighs a lean 0.2 ounces. This small but mighty paying machine is sure to be charging through checkout lines all season long.
Hey, Jets fans, you've got to get your hands on the M&T Jets debit card. It's bold, it's brand new, and it's only available with Jets checking at M&T Bank. You'll also get a fan-worthy water bottle to show your pride with every sip.
I have a feeling we're going to be seeing this powerhouse everywhere soon.
No doubt about it.
Rush into any M&T Bank branch to get your Jets debit card today. Or visit mtb.com/Jets to learn more. M&T Bank, the official community bank of your New York Jets. Offers subject to change and certain restrictions and conditions and fees may apply. Jets water bottles only available when opening a new M&T Bank personal checking account. Available while supplies last in select New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut M&T Bank branches. One gift per customer. Member FDIC.
Live from Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits inside the Wyndham Hamilton Park Hotel, it's Inside the Jets, brought to you by EY, building a better world, M&T Bank, the official community bank of your New York Jets, and by FanDuel, have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Eric Allen and Bart Scott.
Eric Allen, Bart Scott, back here at Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits. I got some fantasy analysis for you right now.
Oh, fantasy analysis.
Yeah. Bilal Powell, 21 carries against Jacksonville. 163 yards rushing, including a 75-yard scoring run. Eli McGuire, rookie. 10 carries, 93 yards, and a 69-yard scoring run. This is an analysis. This is what I'll tell you is brought to you by FanDuel. Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. How about the Jets' run game?
Yeah, man. They slept on them yesterday. Listen, I told, you know, before the show I do another show, and we're speaking about, you know, Matt Forte's being out, and I told him, listen, you don't lose much when you put Bilal Powell in there. Bilal Powell has live legs. To me, he's been one of the most consistent football players on this Jets team since he got here. You know, and I think it's starting to slow down for him. You know, what really tells you all you need to know about Bilal Powell yep. is on the lateral, his hustle all the way down the field. We just criticized Zeke Elliott for, after a turnover, not hustling down the field. Anything could have happened. He could have tripped. He could have caught him. You know, but that shows you that he plays every play like it's his last, and he cares about his teammates.
And I'll tell you what. Eli McGuire, we talked about McKagan before. I'm in this guy late in the draft.
And listen, the most telling thing on his run is the fact that the DBs behind him couldn't catch up and he continued to separate. You know, you talk about a player that has patience to the hole, acceleration through the hole. He just took the patience out. He just put one foot in the ground, got vertical, and took it to the house, man. It was impressive.
You're going to like this, and you got to help me with this. But we had a few laughs about it in the press box last night. I asked Eli McGuire, what's it like to get to the second level when you know you only have a guy to beat? He said, oh, you can cancel Christmas. Huh?
If we even, he leaving.
Yeah, Eli McGuire. Taking it to the house. In all, the Jets rushed for 256 yards. Now, that's 32 carries, 8 yards a pop. They ran it down Jacksonville's throat.
And you can say whatever you want to say about the Bilal Powell, okay, that's a freak, you know, type of play where somebody jumps over and they forget to tag him. But what about the 30-yard run? What about the McGuire run? You know, I think that the consistency and the commitment to the run game. And you talk about, you know, they had Calais Campbell. You talk about this, you know, Jacksonville Jaguars team that really embarrassed the Baltimore Ravens the week before, putting up 44 points. And, you know, really, you know, the team, the Jets have to learn how to, when you have somebody down, to put them out. I would like to see them after the Coney Ealy interception. It's the little things, you know, punch it in and really discourage the Jacksonville Jaguars from really trying to win the game.
Yeah, because it's 17-10 there. You score, you make it a 24-10 game. And you put more pressure
on Blake Bortles, and you know he'll throw you one at that point. You know, like I said before, I told people before, they were like, oh, well, Blake Bortles playing well. I said, listen, man, that train is never late. I've charted Blake Bortles throughout his entire career. No player has turned the ball over in his own territory in the first half more than Blake Bortles. So I knew if the Jets can just keep it close, be physical, Fournette's going to get his. That, you know, he's a good young player.
He is a good player.
But if you continue to land those body blows, that when it came late and it was in Blake Bortles' hands, that he would do what Blake Bortles always does, and he didn't disappoint.
Leonard Fournette, 24 carries, 86 yards. Like I said, Bilal Powell, 21 carries, 163 yards.
And it's about
Eli McGuire, 10 carries, 93 yards. Let's keep on rolling on with the phones, because I know last week you're a little sensitive about it, because Kevin Mawai joined us, and man, Kevin talked for a little bit.
It was his week, man. But man, could that dude talk, man? I was waiting for the Dave Chappelle wrap it up B sign. You know what I mean? I was like, listen, man, I get paid to talk too, bro. Listen, you know, I would love to hear from the fans what their opinions are. Are they happy? Are they sad about the Jets being 2-2 right now? And, you know, I think, you know, they're a lot better than people anticipated. You know, are they happy or are they sad?
All right, let's go to Al.
Or conflicted.
Let's go to Al in Westfield.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for calling, Al.
All right, so I have to say I'm a very conflicted Jets fan right now because, you know, I'm very pleased with what I see on the field, because last year that team severely underachieved, and this year Team Clear is coming together, playing with heart, hustle, and it's showing, and we're seeing results. But to say that there's a loser's mentality to wanting to have that good draft pick, I don't get it, because I have to say that I'm 47 years old. My entire lifetime, I have not seen a Super Bowl game played by the Jets. And you look and you say, well, what has differentiated some of those Jets teams from those that did make it to the Super Bowl? And the one constant is quarterback play, right? And so you need a quarterback. You absolutely need a quarterback to be competitive in this league. And to say that I'm really happy that we went 6-10 instead of 4-12 or 7-9 and missed the playoffs, that's not going to get it done, right? And so there's got to be a validity, and people have to understand that there is a validity from the fans' point of view, especially the long-suffering fans.
Let's keep Al on.
We're keeping Al on. I had a couple things to say, too, but I'll let you go first.
Let me tell you why you're wrong, Al. Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, right? So for every first-round pick, early-round pick you can name, I can name you somebody else that wasn't a first-round pick that played and performed at a high level. What you do is when you set up a bad culture in your locker room, also you need depth, right? You need depth at every position. Yes, the quarterback is very important, but, you know, you can win without a great quarterback, right? You don't have to have the best quarterback. What you need is a team that can come together. You need chemistry, and that's built. Right now, the Jets have a very young football team, but if you don't show that you're trending upward, how are you going to track some of these, you know, great free agents with all this cap money that you have? How are you going to attract them to come here if they see that it's a loser mentality? They're not going to come here and say, okay, I'm going to sit here with a young rookie quarterback and that's all they have, and, you know, I don't really think a lot about the rest of the people on the roster to come here, because in this league you may only have 3 to 4 years, or you're asking a guy in his fourth year to come here, he may only have 7 years of his career. He wants to win right now. So if you want to attract free agents, you have to show that you're going in the right direction. Why do you think nobody wants to come to play for the Knicks, right? Because it wasn't that they didn't have good players or they didn't have cap space. People were turning that money down because it didn't seem like they had a clue or they cared about winning.
I completely appreciate that.
How about Drew Brees? How about Drew Brees?
Second-round draft pick.
Look, and Russell, I hate to suggest the Patriots, but Brady was a late-round pick. I'm just saying, I've not seen a great quarterback on the Jets, and that is a big difference. I do agree that the winning culture, teamwork, are things that will attract good players. I totally agree with that, and that is what I'm starting to see with this team here. But I also have to tell you, I really wanted Deshaun Watson in the first round. I know that Jamal Adams is turning out to be an awesome safety, but you know what? Time will tell, right? Time will tell.
Time will tell. Yeah, you're right. And I think, I think Jamal Adams. I'm not putting this on him just because I'm saying it. I think Jamal Adams has star written all over him, and he doesn't play quarterback. Yes, I know that.
I think Polamalu was just important to the Pittsburgh Steelers championships. I think Ed Reed was just important to the Baltimore Ravens, success. I think Eric Berry, I think Earl Thomas is just as important, right? So if you can identify a star player, you have to take a transcendent player. If you see one, you spot one in the draft.
Right, and oh, by the way, I don't know where people are conflicted because, okay, so you go 2-14, and what if four or five players are stacked right together? Peyton Manning comes around maybe once in a lifetime or so, All these guys that we're talking about, we're in a society, a sports society now, where we want to make these guarantees. Sam Darnold's the next guy who's going to be your greatest quarterback ever. No, it might be Josh Rosen. Don't forget about Mason Rudolph. Oh, Luke Falk looked pretty good the other night. How about him?
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson, tremendous athlete in his own right. We don't know yet. And, by the way, you can get good players.
Ooh,
you have to draft one. We talked about Ed Reed before. Where was Ed Reed drafted?
26.
26. We got to go to break. We're coming back on Inside the Jets.
Jets fans, elevate your game day at MetLife Stadium with a Jets home game experience like no other. Start the party 2 hours early at Club Prime Sport with other diehard Jets fans. Get hyped for the game with a live DJ, special guest appearances, pregame broadcast, great food, and more. Head to primesport.com/Jets and reserve your spot today. Exclusive limited time offer. Save $40 on Jets home game packages using promo code JETS40 at primesport.com/Jets. Offer available while supplies last.
They couldn't play football without us. We built this stadium. You couldn't tailgate without us. We probably built the road that got you here. Most of all, we promote economic development. That means investments in infrastructure and construction to provide opportunities for developers, union contractors, and members of Operating Engineers Local 825. We're ELEC, the Engineers Labor Employer Cooperative. We build the infrastructure New Jersey and the Jets rely on.
Mercedes-Benz, Lexus, BMW, Maserati, Alfa Romeo, and more. No matter what vehicle you're looking for, start your search at CelebrityMotorCar.com. With 5 convenient locations and over 1,000 new and pre-owned cars to choose from, Celebrity Motor Car has your dream vehicle. Plus, when you shop at any Celebrity Motor Car location, you always receive their famous red carpet treatment, including home pickup and delivery. Visit CelebrityMotorCar.com today and get the status you deserve.
I met my wife 50 years ago. My heart skipped a beat. Her doctor told us she needed a heart valve replacement, that open heart surgery was too risky for her. My heart froze. We researched and discovered Morristown Medical Center was the first hospital in New Jersey to perform TAVR, a non-surgical technique to treat aortic stenosis. They treat more heart valve patients than any other hospital in New Jersey. Due to her successful surgery, 3 years later, she is still making my heart skip a beat.
Town Medical Center, part of Atlantic Health System. Learn more at atlantichealth.org/valve or call 973-971-7001. 71-7001.
Daddy, where did babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
What?
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we can have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
From Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits inside the Wyndham Hamilton Park Hotel, it's Inside the Jets. Brought to you by EY, building a better world. M&T Bank, the official community bank of your New York Jets. And by FanDuel, have all the fantasy
that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Eric Allen and Bart Scott.
All right, outstanding show so far tonight.
Mark. Are you calm now? You okay?
I'm just excited. I'm passionate. I'm like the guy.
Blood pressure going up, man.
I'm like the defense on third down. I'm ready to roll. I just don't understand that. You are a competitor. You played out there on the field. I don't understand that mentality. I don't get it.
But they don't get it from the players. And, you know, there has been examples of that, you know, teams seeming like they're not trying to win. But, you know, that doesn't come from the players. The players want to win every game because right. At the end of the day, you can't put bad film out there because you won't get picked up if you're not on the team the next year. You know, so you have to go out there and always consistently, you know, represent yourself. What people don't understand is you never leave the game the way you came. This game is going to take something from you. You might as well make sure that you enjoy it and get some W's because none of us walk out this game the same way.
And, oh, by the way, Bart, McKagan and company have set this up for the offseason where they do have a lot of money.
Flexibility.
A lot of flexibility developing here. We got a lot of calls to get to. Let's go to Joe, who's calling from Rockland County.
What's up, Joe?
I've been a big fan of the show. I wanted to get your opinion on you guys, old timers, so to speak. You know, football today.
You're 30
old timer. Go ahead, Joe.
Football has become, from the National Football League, it's become the National Flag League. And somebody like me that enjoys the game, it's hard to watch the games now. I went to the game yesterday. It's every play. You can't hit the quarterback. You can't hit the receivers. You can't hit anybody, and the game has become a Pro Bowl game. It's a glorified Pro Bowl, and you guys who are in the trenches, who know the game well, I'd like to get your opinion, you know, on that. And I'm really worried about that because I'm losing interest in the game, and I love football.
He might be thinking he's talking to Eric Allen, the cornerback. I was never in the trenches, thank God.
Well, I tell you what, you know, the game is changing. You know, we all understand that we have to make the game safer. You know, but, you know, I was outraged about Trevathan being suspended for 2 games, you know, and they put all the onus, and it's still a violent sport, and at times things are going to happen, but I don't think you should take a player off the field that doesn't have a history. If this was Vontaze Burfict, you would be like, okay, well, he doesn't get it, we have to punish him. But to get Trevathan for hustling to the ball, and when I tell people, when you look at that play, understand that he's running probably about 13, 14 miles an hour. Devontae Adams is continuing to try to move the pile. And when what we're taught is when the first one make the tackle, the second one go for the football.
Right.
And what I saw was Trevathan trying to dislodge the ball, trying to separate man from ball, and at the same time Devontae Adams dropping. So you're asking somebody to run 14 miles an hour, 15 miles an hour, depending on how fast he is, and hit a moving target that's dropping as you get there. At some point, you lose vision because you're looking for the ball, not so much the helmet or the head. You know, I thought that was an unfortunate situation. And I think, you know, I think we should have some more people on a council. I think more former players,
though,
that could kind of have some impact, you know, because it's hard to really referee intent. But, you know, players understand, you know, that we all have to protect each other. But it's still a very violent sport. And sometimes I think they're trying to legislate the physicality out of the game because people want to see the game. They want to see points. And, you know, we've already made an offensive league. But I think the biggest detriment to the game is the college game because it used to be where college was a reflection of the pro game. Now you see young quarterbacks come in. Offensive linemen have no idea how to double team, how to base block. Everything is about running sideways and laterally and getting in the way.
Artie, you've been on hold for a while. You're in Brooklyn. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Oh, don't be Debbie Downer right here, Artie.
Artie.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Thanks. Good, good. Don't be Debbie Downer.
All right. So, I'm happy. Bowles is, you know, getting these guys to play and stuff like that. But I do have to nitpick a little bit, okay? And I guess it's because of, a defensive coach mentality and stuff that he's relying a lot on his defense. But he's done a couple of things both 3 years as far as, like, punting the ball when you're having, like, more than a 10-point lead. And yesterday what bothered me about the game is that the Jaguars had the ball on, like, the 10-yard line with 2 minutes left. And Bowles didn't use his 2 timeouts, just thinking, listen, my defense is going to stop them, or we're going, you know, we're either going to overtime or we're losing. Not thinking about getting the ball back and trying to do something. You can't be stuck with 2 timeouts and watching your defense holes. I mean, it worked out, but maybe he needs like a coach, an assistant coach, because I know he's got a lot going on, and he's thinking about his defense and plays and stuff. Maybe somebody that could keep note on that and give him a heads up. The same thing happened with the special team. They had a big special teams play, but yet, I don't know, I guess they didn't know whether they were going to go for throw a pass or kick the field goal, and by that time they took a penalty.
Thanks for the call, Hardy. Love that guy's passion. Listen, bottom line, you do have to convert with points there after the fake punt.
But Artie, we don't know if this was called from the sideline or it was just automatic and he wasn't aware that it was going to happen, because you get certain looks. When you have an uncover, you're taught to throw it.
Yes.
You know, and it may not have been the best idea to throw it. It worked out. But, you know, sometimes those are automatic. So he may not have been aware, because nobody knows. The coach, even the coach doesn't know. The special team coach doesn't know. You have automatic.
I think it wasn't automatic because the guy
automatic.
Because he had dropped off.
Right.
It's 4th and 21,
right.
Where
right.
Most of the time you're probably not going for it 4th and 21, even a fake.
Exactly. So, but, you know, you can't tell players that. They get that look. They dream for that look. Like, oh, man, the look, we finally got it. How often do you ever see somebody with an uncovered guy and they dare you to throw it,
right,
and they pull the trigger and they figure it out? And maybe that's where the confusion came. To answer the second question, talking about, you know, going, you know, leaving with two timeouts.
Yeah.
Why am I going to call a timeout if I'm a defensive coach, or if I'm a defense? I don't want you to call a timeout, because what happens? You allow them to regroup and come up with the best play. You allow them to change personnel groups as well.
Yeah.
So now you're giving them a timeout as well too. So you're calling a timeout for yourself because you're trying to get the ball back, but you want to use those timeouts when you have them in third down or fourth down. You don't want to use those timeouts early because you may want them to. It don't take more than 2 minutes for some team to go down and score.
10 seconds.
You're wrong, Artie.
10 seconds. Jets going to make it 3 straight this week in Cleveland?
I definitely think they make it 3 straight. I think they're going to guard against complacency. I think they're going to go out.
And that's it for us.
What?
See you later, everybody.
Young.